You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, an amazing Monday, there are amazing things happening out there. We're using the Open Borders apps to tell illegals to get out. We'll talk about that tonight. We, of course, have Medal of Honor Monday coming up about an hour from now. We're going to discuss not having to live with being pillaged by foreigners. In fact, I'm going to open up the show discussing that, about things we think or things we've gotten used to having to live with, and we do not. We'll discuss that. The pillaging of the treasury. A little programming note here I need to get you ready for. I'm about to do something starting tonight we have not done on the show. So here it is. And I'm just gird your loins, because this is coming. We'll do a bunch of politics this first hour, maybe get to some emails. Start of the second hour, we're going to do Medal of Honor Monday. After Medal of Honor Monday, I am going to begin, can't stress this enough, begin telling you a history story. It's not actually going to be about Medal of Honor, and it's not World War II or any of that other stuff. We're going to talk about a period of time in history that's kind of applicable to today, very applicable, and one people don't know a lot about. I will not finish it tonight. Part two will hopefully come tomorrow, if not Wednesday at the latest. But this is something I have to divvy up into parts, and I don't even know if part two will be the last of it. I just don't want to take all 3 hours to do it. So starting second hour tonight after Medal of Honor Monday, politics is getting thrown in the trash for a little while, and I'm going to tell you some history. Then we'll come back to politics, of course, during the show. And that's kind of how things are going to lay out. So maybe you're standing up and cheering. Maybe you're crying, oh my gosh, I just want people to scream at me. Either way, that's what's happening on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin here before we get to any of that. It's not only that communists in this country are attacking every part of this country, have been doing so for quite some time. It's not just the enemy on the other side attacking in every possible way. We'll talk about immigration here, but it's not just stuff like this from Jasmine Crockett.
It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally.
Of course, she's dead wrong about that, but we'll stop. We'll get back to that in a little bit. It's not only that. It's not only them with attack. There is a second part. A second little arrow in the quiver of American communists, if you will, that has done so much damage to our side and still does a lot of damage to our side. And that second part is this. If you want to look at it like the dividing line, look at it like a battlefield, if you will. So there's us, all our troops, the anti-communists on the right. And then there's this line, and then there's the communists on the left. And we're attacking each other, and we're going to decide what direction the country wants to go. We think all the problems are on their side, but part of the issue is we have been trained through years and years and years of really GOP activism that's been funneled through DC. We have been trained to believe that we have to, that it's constitutional, that it's right to accept all kinds of abuse from their side, or else we're not the good guys. The right has been trained like this. I would call this kind of probably a National Review conservatism, if you're aware of that publication, that basically defunct publication now. But still, it's big in the GOP beltway of constantly lecturing you why you can't fight back. You're fighting back too hard. Ooh, not like that. Ooh, or they'll use that wonderful grade school analogy. Be careful when you're fighting monsters that you don't become one. The right loves to use lines like that. No, don't fight too hard. Whoa, don't put them on the run. Hey, you're winning the battle. That's mean. You're supposed to be a martyr. The right loves to lose. At least not you. But the D.C. Beltway right loves to lose. And when it comes to immigration, this is one of the main ways they love to lose. And they love to insist that we must keep on losing or else somehow it's against the Constitution, the founders. Or they use the GOP's favorite line, that's not who we are. Oh, that's not who we are. That's not who we are, guys. Big story today is that ICE, they arrested a pro-Hamas activist. What did this guy do? Well, his name is Mahmoud Kahil. We're talking green card stuff, visa stuff. He was here, I can't stress this enough, legally. He was here legally. He's not an illegal that slipped across the border. In 2004, he got heavily involved in the anti-Israel, he's a Palestinian guy, on Columbia's university, so one of these high-up Ivy League campuses. He decides to get involved in protests on Columbia's university campus and starts to do all these disruptive activities, protest this, protest that. And so let's talk about this really quickly. What I'm talking about now is actually not about Hamas at all. It's not about Israel at all. It's not about Palestine. It's not about October 7th, what I'm discussing right now. Because this guy got arrested and he's going to be deported. No more in America. Goodbye. And this is where you see the effeminate low-T portion of the American right, who has been trained for years that the Constitution is a suicide pact. This is when you will have them step in and start to scream, but he was here legally. You can't just deport somebody you don't like. No. When you are a guest in somebody's home, you act like you're a guest. If my sons get up from dinner and they leave their dinner plates sitting there without taking them over to the sink, which they've been taught to take them over to the sink, but on occasion they'll brain fart it. Then they are told to get back over here, get your dinner plate, take it over there, rinse it off, put it in the dishwasher like a young man. If you come in from out of town and I allow you to stay at my house for a couple days, you take your freaking dinner plate back or you pack up your stuff and get out. The rights of citizens supersede the rights of foreigners, whether they are here legally or illegally. And anybody telling you otherwise is not your friend and not a friend to your country. When you walk into the United States of America, and I don't care what your cause is, I don't care if you walked in from Palestine, China, Ireland, Saudi Arabia, Buenos Aires, which I realize is a city, not a country, it doesn't fit with the others. Either way, I don't care why you got here. Unless it says American citizen on your paperwork, you shut up. Go to work. Go to class. Be the ultimate model guest. Or bye-bye. I'm not calling for foreigners, visa card holders, green card holders to all be arrested and thrown in a dungeon without due process rights. Of course not. But we have been taught that just simply revoking these things for people is somehow, that's not who we are. And I'll tell you what, I'll take it one step further. We've been taught that we have to live like this with new citizens. We'll do this. We'll take in, you know what, we're going to take in 50,000 refugees from Somalia. This is Ilhan Omar's parents. We're going to take in all these refugees from this war-torn hellhole no one wants to live in. Oh, okay, welcome to America. Gosh, we're really glad to have you here. You know what? After some time, you know what? You get to be an American citizen. Congratulations. You're no longer in Somalia. You're an American citizen. Oh, what's that? You just organized a protest and now you're rioting in the streets? Guess what? Your citizenship is gone and back to that dump where you came from. Here's a plane. Bye-bye. Let us know how the weather is this time of year. We should also be revoking the citizenship of citizens who cause a problem. When you are a guest in somebody's home, you conduct yourself like a guest. Extra. You put the toilet seat down. You take your plate over to the sink. You make your bed when you wake up in the morning. When something is asked of you, you do it. In fact, you do things before things are asked of you. You volunteer to make dinner. In fact, if you're a guest here, not only should you not be organizing protests on behalf of anyone at any time, you don't get to cause a ruckus. You should be organizing volunteer groups to go pick up trash on the sidewalk because you're a guest here. And you should reject anybody on our side telling you, that's not who we are. Oh, no, 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 no. That's who we are. And that's who we better be. Being an American means something to me. And if being in my country doesn't mean enough to you that you should shut up, then you can go back to that dump where you came from. Just wanted to make sure we're crystal clear on that. Along those same lines of we don't have to live like this, we're going to talk about these protests, left-wing protests in general, before I get to that. You know, there is a college campus where you don't have to worry about your child being immersed in left-wing filth. Hillsdale College. Everyone knows about it. Not like I have to tell you about Hillsdale. We all want our kids to get in there. But the truth is, most of us will not. I'll never see Hillsdale's campus. You won't either, probably. But I don't have to see the campus to get an education from Hillsdale because they offer free classes online. More than 40 free courses online. Crazy stuff, too. Amazing. Roman Republic stuff. U.S. Constitution stuff. You want to learn about the Constitution? Try Constitution 101. Start there. You do this as a family. It's enjoyable. There's no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, Medal of Honor Monday. Again, prepping you, the Medal of Honor Monday comes about 45 minutes from now, and then we're going to do some history. I'm not telling you the topic yet. A part one of this history thing, part two probably tomorrow, if not Wednesday at the latest. And I don't know if there will be a part three. In case you're just now joining us, we're talking about, first, we're dealing with the immigration aspect of we don't have to live like this. It's insane how we live in this country through decade after decade of communist infiltration and decade after decade of low-T GOP infection of the right, where the communists will believe they can always protest, riot in the streets, do whatever they want, and the right will tell us over and over and over again that that's what the founders wanted. Well, and the Constitution says we are ridiculous. Ridiculous. No. If you are a foreigner from anywhere, you don't get to ever have a protest here. If you're now on the other side of that, if you're an American, even when I disagree with, if you're an American citizen, as long as you're not violating the law somewhere, you go protest. That is your right as an American. Even a protest I dislike, you go protest. You know, if you want to, what's something I hate? Abortion. If you just love abortion, and you just want to go have yourself a just abortion-loving protest? I may disagree with you loudly, and I will. That's your right as an American, as long as you're not violating a law. Go celebrate all that baby murder. Knock yourself out. But if you're a foreigner there, you should be arrested and deported immediately. You don't get to make noise here as a foreigner. You appreciate being here. You go to work. You go to school.
you clean up after yourself and be on your best behavior, as we are other places if we have to do this both sides of the coin thing. I've been in several other countries, most of them dumpy ones, I'd imagine. And every time I'm in one, I'm mindful that I am a guest. I am mindful that I need to be on my best behavior at all times. I am a guest. That's how you should be here. But in America, we're somehow taught that that makes us evil or mean if we operate that way. That's how countries should operate. Your country is not for everyone. It's for you, the American citizen. That's the only point in having a country. It's built for the citizens. Now, on to the right. Another thing we've been taught that we have to live with is the endless domestic rioting and ridiculousness from communist activists in this country. Headline, this is from RVM News. Trans activists hijack a New York City school meeting and do the Macarena to protest fair sports. What a headline. They're not protesting that, of course. What they're protesting is that men should be in women's sports. That these dudes pretending to be women, that they should be in women's sports. And they will violate whatever norms, whatever laws they have to violate in order to get that out there. And they're all paid and organized, remember that. One of them, this is one of the Doge protesters right now. The audio is a little low, a little faint. Listen to what he says. Guy was too dumb to remember to lie about it.
Yeah, I get paid to be out here.
You get paid to be out here?
Yeah.
Amazing. It's just some pack.
You really are getting paid for this?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Definitely. 100% I'm getting paid for this.
Do you know that you don't have to live with the constant scene of left-wing riots either? That's another thing Americans on the right just feel like we constantly have to live with. Every day you turn on the news and there's another riot in the streets. That's another thing you don't have to live with as a country. If you know where these things take place? Just consider this my plea. These things take place in New York City. Every single time I go to New York City, which I love, love you, WOR. Every single time I go to New York City, it's wild. It's hilarious. There's always a protest. You'll run into one. Just walking around New York City, whatever you do, whatever part of town you're in, you'll be, oh, well, what's that noise? And you look, and there's some protest of people from everywhere. Foreign, domestic, signs up, protests, 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 all day long, protesting this, protesting that. You know that your city can actually pass laws against these things so that every day the animals don't get to take over the streets. You realize that? That's not something that you should have to live with. They take place in New York City. They take place in Washington, D.C. They take place in Minneapolis. They take place in L.A. You name the blue area. That's where the endless communist protesting goes on in this country. This is yet another thing right along those lines you don't have to live with. You don't have to live like this. The behavior of the American voter has created the conditions the American citizen lives in. The behavior of the American voter has created the conditions the American citizen lives in. We can change those conditions by changing how we vote. And we have to change our mentality as far as what we need to put up with in this country. Contrary to popular opinion, we don't have to let the animals run amok. All right? All right. Now, we'll touch on a couple emails and we'll get to looting the treasury stuff. You've been looted by your cell phone company. You pay way too much for your cell phone service. Almost everyone does, so don't feel bad about that. You know what you're paying for? You know why your cell phone bill is so high? Who do you have? AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon? How many stores do you see they have when you drive around? There's one on every corner. Oh, look, T-Mobile. Oh, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T. They throw stores up everywhere. Who do you think pays for that? How many of those stores have you ever even been in? You're paying for all that. How does Pure Talk offer you the same coverage on the same network for like half the price? They don't throw a store on every freaking corner. You just get to deal with a pleasant American who speaks English, who handles it all for you. And now with the qualifying purchase, you get a new iPhone 14. Isn't that sweet? Or a new Samsung Galaxy? No cost? dial #250 and say the keyword Jesse Kelly to claim your new phone, new Galaxy. Switch your service. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, coming up a half hour from now, Medal of Honor Monday, and then we're transitioning to some history before we get back to politics. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get to, you know, the government corruption and things like that and emails, I have to go ahead and brag. You know, you're never supposed to brag about money or things you buy. That's just a great rule in life. I tell my sons this all the time, no matter what. It doesn't matter if you have an extra piece of candy, your buddy doesn't. Don't brag about that. Never, ever, ever looks good. Keep it quiet. So I'm going to violate that rule right now. And I'm, in a way, going to rub my wealth in everybody's face. I did something this weekend that you've never done before, but I got to do it. And here's what it is. We, on Sunday, after church on Sunday, we, as a family, we went to the grocery store. And Ob was in the lame section, the produce section, with the fruits and veggies. So, like I normally do, I wandered off to try to find something decent to eat. And I did something that I've never done in my life. You've never done this, I'm sure. I walked up to the deli section where they have, you know, they have the display with all the different meats and all the different cheeses. Have you ever actually done this? No one ever has. No one has that kind of money. I went and had them cut off a block of cheese for me. And why are you rolling your eyes, Chris?
in the deli section. No, it wasn't small, Chris. I got half a pound. I got half a pound of smoked Wisconsin cheddar from the deli section. I am 43 years old. Never one time in my life have I ever gone up to the deli section and had them cut something for me. And never once have I seen anyone in my family do so. I have done it. What, Chris? What? Well, I know it's not expensive. What are you trying to say, Chris? That's what fancy people do. No. That I'm sure there's a surcharge or something like that. I got a half pound of smoked Wisconsin cheddar from the deli section. Not to rub it in your face, but someone's sitting on a lot of cheese. Not physically, but I have a lot of... Jesse, yesterday as my wife and kids and I were driving home from church, my wife and I were discussing how tired we were. My five-year-old pipes up from the back seat and asks, "Mom, are you as tired as 10 boxes you might be carrying?"
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
El Maños Chicos. Chris, that's my new cartel name. El Maños Chicos. I love it. It sounds regal, really. I'm a federal officer, and I want all the bad ones and crooked politicians in jail. No excuses. Many of us feel this way and believe this should be top priority. Money issues are important, but they are a distant third. Says not to use his name, and I will not. Yeah, this is... Look, the Stacey Abrams story alone. Remember Stacey Abrams? We'll talk about the looting of the Treasury now. Stacey Abrams, she ran for governor of Georgia. She lost that race. And of course, like every Democrat has done for the last 20 years, she of course denied the results of the election. Did you know it's only treason when you do it? But she denied the results of the election. Now, let's dig into a little bit more of this backstory, because there was something interesting that popped up when Joe Biden had won his Democrat primary and he was having to decide who his VP was going to be. Because this country is infected with DEI and it controls the Democrat Party, they just have no other choice. Joe Biden famously now came out and said that his VP would be a woman. And because that didn't check enough of the diversity boxes, he said, and a woman of color, a black woman. Well, how many of those are there? Meaning, how many with national prominence do you have to choose from? You can't just pick some random city councilman or something like that. It has to be someone with a name. When Joe Biden announced that he was going to pick a black woman, really it narrowed it down to two choices. Dome, Kamala Harris, or Stacey Abrams of Georgia. Those were really the only two that had any kind of national name recognition. Joe Biden famously chose Dome, as most men over her have. He famously chose Dome. But that kind of left Stacey Abrams on the outs. Anyone in Georgia will let you know, she's an insanely ambitious political animal. Stacey Abrams is somebody who wants to rise and rise and rise and rise. It's who she is. But that brings us to, what was the consolation prize? Well, Stacey Abrams, you see, she has a community. Power-forward communities. They all have these stupid names. As soon as I read that, I thought, wow, does Carl Malone head that thing up? But no. Power Forward Communities is the name of this organization. The organization that received $2 billion from the Biden administration. I know you're hopping, spitting mad about all the waste we've been exposed to. I've told you forever. I don't know why you're surprised. Do you think I was lying when I told you forever the system protects itself, exists to loot the treasury? We've talked about this forever. It's just now we're getting it all on paper. Stacey Abrams went and talked about that $2
billion. In 2023 and 2024, I led a program called Vitalizing DeSoto. We worked in a tiny town in South Georgia to demonstrate that by replacing energy inefficient appliances with efficient appliances, you can lower your cost. And in fact, we accomplished that. For 75% of the community, they got appliances that are lowering their bills right now. And based on that program, a coalition of organizations famous organizations came together and said to the EPA, if we can do this here, we can do this for millions more Americans.
That was Stacey Abrams putting the sunniest, shiniest possible face on naked government corruption, and even she couldn't make it sound like anything less than gross. That was, look, I wanted you to hear it from her, because that's as good as the explanation can get. The Biden administration, very clearly as a consolation prize, took $2 billion of your money and handed it to Stacey Abrams. So, and God only knows how much they pocketed. So she could pocket who knows how much. Who knows? No one knows. So her friends, family, can you imagine how many people they hired? How many people would you hire at an organization when you got a $2 billion influx? And then they went out and essentially, how am I supposed to take this as anything other than Stacey Abrams bribing Georgia voters where she constantly runs for office?
In 2023 and 2024, I led a program called Vitalizing DeSoto. We worked in a tiny town in South Georgia to demonstrate that by replacing energy inefficient appliances with efficient appliances, you can lower your cost. And in fact, we accomplished that. For 75% of the community, they got appliances that are lowering their bills right now. And based on that program, a coalition of organizations, famous organizations, came together and said to the EPA, if we can do this here, we can do this for millions more Americans.
The communists got elected president and promptly stole $2 billion of your money to hand it to an aspiring politician in Georgia who went around buying votes in Georgia and pocketing your cash. That's a fact. Now, let's touch a little bit more on looting the treasury, because there's USAID stuff in there, and there's, of course, who actually signed off on all this? Isn't that a tangled little web before we dig into that? And then, of course, history. Let's talk about making perfect meat every time. It's always a stress, isn't it? You don't want to overcook the chicken. You don't want to undercook the chicken. What if I overcook the steaks? These are thicker than the last ones. What do I do with this pot roast, this pork belly, this brisket? What if you could guarantee it was done perfectly every time? Well, you can, because of Chefman. Chefman has created the IQ Sense. I told you we had a big neighborhood party, and we got a bunch of these, and we handed them out to everybody who came. Our phones have been melting ever since with people saying, this is the greatest thing ever. It's a cooking thermometer, a wireless cooking thermometer that you leave in the meat while it cooks. It's no more opening, checking. Oh, more open. Have you? When's the last time you checked? It needed another 5 degrees. No. Done. The wireless cooking thermometer, it hooks up to the app in your phone, and you will make your brisket perfect every time. Your phone will, in fact, tell you. You don't even have to remember to check. Your phone will just beep and basically say, brisket's done. You want one? You want to save 15% on one? Go to chefiq.com. Code Jesse, that saves you 15%. ChefIQ.com, code Jesse. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I can actually feel the jealousy coming through the radio that I walked up for the first time in my life to the cheese counter in the grocery store. And I even told them, don't shake your head, Chris. I even told them how much I wanted. She said, how much do you want? I said, half a pound, please. And apparently I ordered so much, she gave me a free sample. She did. She said, try it. And this morning, I woke up thinking about this. I decided I was going to make a chorizo and smoked cheddar omelet for breakfast. And I mean, yeah, the omelet thing didn't work out, so I had chorizo and smoked cheddar scrambled eggs for breakfast. It was money. Speaking of the looting of the treasury, Trump talked about
it. He's found hundreds of billions of dollars worth of fake contracts, and I read them, transgender surgery on mice, hundreds of, I mean, the money they're spending on all of this stuff, the whole thing's a scam. And you'll find ultimately that the money that they sent comes back to a lot of the people that made those deals. Okay, you're going to find that. What he's also done is made people realize how many people should be cut. Because normally you go in and say, all right, cut 4% of your workforce. He said cut 50%, 60%, 70%.
I think it would be helpful to explain a little bit about why this is. And in fact, I want to direct you to somebody who did a great, great report on this. His name is Luke Rosiak. He works for the Daily Wire. He's a really good investigative reporter. And he wrote an article. If you are a detail nerd type person, and a lot of those people are out there, go read the article. If you're not, I'll just give you a kind of brief summary on it. If you're wondering how the federal government got so full of this many evil, disgusting communists who would just take billions of your money and do these things with it, surprise, surprise, a lot of this ties back to Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter, at the very end of his presidency, essentially said the federal government, it's hiring. Every hiring test we come up with in the federal government, it doesn't bring in as many minorities as we want. Not making this up. You go read up the book. Go read the story. It's fascinating. So essentially, they had to settle on a test where the federal government's application is you telling the federal government how qualified you are. It's no longer a test. You just get to brag on yourself. So that's, what, 40 years? 40-some years? For 40-some years, we turn the communists loose to fill up the government with unqualified idiots, corrupt scumbags, and just naked communists. What we have had, it's not like it's just a system that exists now. You and I have been living under this system. Doesn't that steam you every single time you pay your taxes, all that money? You and I have been living under this system where the American communist has stolen your money and used it for all of his stuff. All of his politicking, foreign and domestic, paid for, organized, and paid for by you. Because you could put a communist in charge of anything. It could be Cub Scouts, Little League, Sunday school, the Parks Department of a city, the federal government. Wherever you put him, he will view his position as a position that should be used to move communism forward. He will view his religion as superseding whatever position you put him in, and he will push that religion until the end. Which brings me also to this one. I don't even want to dwell on this, but this is from Just the News. Oversight Project Investigation. The Heritage Foundation did this, in case you're wondering what that is, the Oversight Project. Biden's auto pen signature was used on almost every document we found. So pause for a moment and think about this. Because you and I, we've talked about this, you already know the answer. Joe Biden was not a functional adult, even when he got elected. Media just covered it up. Joe Biden, because he was too old, feeble, and weak to hold back the most despicable parts of his party, essentially laid back and drooled on himself for 4 years as the most committed evil communists in the country tore through this country as fast as they could. Remember the story about the executive order, Mike Johnson saying, Mr. President, you signed this executive order. But did you not know you signed it? And Biden said, I didn't sign that. What if he never even signed any of it? Forget about giving permission. Forget about it being his idea. What if he never even signed any of it? What, Chris? Chris said we have video of him signing stuff. How much video do we have? How much? And do you think Joe Biden read through any of that? Hey, Mr. President, this is an executive order that allows you to sniff all the underage girls you want. Just sign this one, Joe. Oh, tell me where to sign, Bob. What if for 4 years, not only were we ruled by the worst Maoists we could find in the country, Joe Biden didn't even sign most of it. They just straight up auto-penned it for him and said, hey, Joe, thanks. Job well done. Oh, gosh. We got to get off of politics for a little bit. I have the skeevies so friggin' bad. Let's talk about Medal of Honor. We're going to do Medal of Honor Monday. And then again, I'm going to remind you, we are taking an off-ramp from politics And we're doing part one of a political topic we have not done before, and one you probably don't know anything about, and one I'm most definitely not going to be able to finish tonight. That's why it's part one. What's the most scared you've ever been in your life, by the way? Imagine walking to the car with your family, with your kids, and there's a very bad man approaching it in the dark, wanting to hurt you. That is not something that just happens in the movies. It happens every day in this country because our country's filled up with a bunch of evil monsters. The Byrna pistol launcher, it's not about self-defense. It's about you staying alive. That's what it's about. It's a less lethal launcher. It shoots pepper balls, tear gas balls. That evil man with the knife who's running at you and your children, he stops and cries himself on the pavement while you get away, or you could die with your children. Byrna gives you a huge discount with the promo code Jesse, BYRNA, Byrna.com/Jesse is where you go to sign up. 60-foot range, save your life. Shoot the ground in front of him, save your life. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.